Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It's 11 minutes past 8 on Today FM. Now, I know people start laughing when I start talking about sport. But it's captured my imagination. I think it's captured a lot of people's imagination. The hurling season, the GAA season, the Munster Hurling Championship, which is on at the moment. And you know, somebody said to me the other day, if Waterford and Limerick draw this weekend, Cork, who everybody are saying are on fire these days, that they could be actually knocked out. So, I mean, you'd have to say that, you know. So what could they do to make that a reality? I know it's hard to draw in hurling because it's such a fast game. But anyway, I decided to try and get the opinion of a Cork person. And I know he's football, but he's football second. He's Cork first, through and through. And that is Roy Keane. Roy is on the line there. Well-known, you love the hurling as well, Roy, yeah?
Yeah, all credit to the Clash of the Ash. I enjoy the hurling. Of course I do. You know, credit to the GAA, the championship in Munster has been top class at the end of the day this year. Great games. I've seen most of the games. Other games I haven't seen, of course. Credit to paywalls. end-to-end stuff, you know. But to be fair, heart in your mouth stuff, you know, end-to-end. Box to box, as we say in football. But obviously Limerick's still the team to beat at the end of the day. And that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be tested against
the big
teams.
You want that level, don't you? Yeah,
and Cork are going well. Credit to Cork. You mentioned Cork there on your intro. Yeah. Long way to go, but, you know, Pat Ryan. Ryan's done a great job. Yeah. And credit to Ryan. Okay. Credit to Ryan.
Yeah, Cork going very well, but they're saying now, just correct me if I'm wrong, they're saying that if Waterford and Limerick draw this weekend, Cork would be out. I mean, that couldn't happen, could it?
Oh, you have people talking about all sorts of different permutations and combinations and, you know, teams deliberately paying for a draw. You know, I mean, credit to conspiracy theories, but, you know, it doesn't really happen, you know. Sorry. Hello? Sorry?
Dempsey.
Sorry?
Dempsey,
who's
are
that?
You meant to be at the helm here?
Yes.
Like, what kind of a show are you putting on here, Dempsey? Right.
Sorry, what?
Hurling,
what's
is
going
it?
On?
That's a new thing now, right, with you, is it? Hurling
what's
analysis, is it? Right.
How did you know Hurling?
Timmy Barry Murphy came up and kicked in the ass, right?
Listen to me now.
What's your podcast called, right?
Huh? It's Stick
what's
to Football.
Your podcast called?
Stick to Football.
Stick to Football.
Yeah. What are you going to just stick to it? I know what you're doing now. You're trying to muscle in on Hoggy's limelight. Hoggy, the pride of the North, right? You're a has-been, right? What are you laughing at, MC?
That was your brother.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing either.
I take a hurley to the two, you know. And the other thing, MC, the conspiracy thing, there is legs to it. I heard the other day that JP McManus is after buying a horse called Dynasty and Anton, and apparently JP Fitz, if he throws the game, will be the jockey, right? So I tell you now, there's mirrors in this. And I'm going to have a... You're the best team in the country, Dempsey.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just talking about the hurling at the end of the day. We can all talk about the hurling.
I told you to stick to football.
I grew up on hurling at the end of the day.
You know nothing about it, right? You wouldn't even know Jimmy Barry Murphy. Tapped on the shoulder and said, right, buy you a cup of coffee. You know what you'd say? Can he take the money instead? You're miserable. And another thing I want to ask you, is that Phil Mario there, is he? Is that Phil Mario?
No.
I have to buy tickets to myself, Dempsey, for that show in the Three Arena. I'm literally buying tickets to see myself. Do you know what they are now? You're a miserable shower of langers and of cock.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today.